Why create another happiness book? The human condition. Frightening moments push us to our limits and get our attention. You know, the lonely breaking points when you realize happiness at the moment is non-existent. Sometimes we cry, argue with others, experience sleepless nights, fear sickness, death. It is possible to misunderstand and misrepresent. If we do not now experience one of these moments, we worry and fret about future surprises. We are human. I prefer a happier life. This book compiles the tools for a quicker, smoother transition from ill feelings to well-being. Without tools, I am at sea without an adequate navigation system. In this condition, clarity is scarce. The waves crash around me while I stand stubborn in my fragile ship surrounded by fog. We sometimes call it doing our best. Sometimes we call it just getting by. By whatever name, this is not a satisfactory life to one who has lived for a time within the sphere of happiness. I face my inner storms by attending to my emotions. The message within my feelings help redirect me. Each time I become stronger. With powerful negativity comes powerful appreciation to what's going on. I can act as the captain of my life. A positive interpretation of each circumstance influences my authentic power. I prefer to find the gold in each crisis and return triumphant to shore. Activating the tools allows me to live with ease. Tools can help change the way I look at instability. These are my pearls.